You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte and the Dean of Murray's School of Nursing, Dr. Marcy Hobbs. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you.
You know, Marcy, driving down Payne Street, there are banners declaring this the 50th anniversary year of the School of Nursing at Murray State, and it just doesn't seem possible.
Well, let me explain that just a little bit. It's not 50 years of the School of Nursing. It is the 50th anniversary of the admittance of the first Baccalaureate of Science in Nursing class. And Dr. Ruth Cole had the vision to do that. And, of course, many of your listeners will know Ruth. And we actually had nursing at Murray State before the baccalaureate program. We had where students came to Murray State for 1 year, and then they either went to Hopkinsville or they went to Owensboro and earned a diploma in nursing. And Dr. Cole also helped with that program, but then she had the vision to actually have a baccalaureate program started back in 1964. So it is the 50th anniversary and the first admitting class to the baccalaureate program.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
for
you.
That. Are you having a reunion?
Oh, we're doing more than having a reunion. We're having a decade showcase. And we are doing that the evening before homecoming. Often we've had an alumni dinner, but we are doing a decade showcase. Elvis will be in the house. I believe that is in the 1970s decade. We have a life-size Elvis that will be in that room. It will be at Mason Hall, and each decade will have a room that will be dedicated to when they were in school. And I know for the 1970s, they will have Elvis. I believe they're going to have one of those, what we call, disco balls. There will be music from the decade. There will be food. It is a free event for our graduates and spouses or significant others, whoever they want to bring. It's basically an adult event, but kids can come too. We're not doing anything out of the ordinary. But we're going to have a good time, and we want to celebrate and recognize. I know they've ordered movie posters, are having special food that they think is significant for that decade. So it should be we've had a committee working on it for, close to a year now.
That should be fun in the midst of the hard work that nursing people do.
Oh, I think we need to have fun because, yes, all of our, if they're not still working, all of our graduates have worked hard. So, yes, we need to have fun and celebrate.
There you go. And I am sorry I mentioned the School of Nursing being that old, because the School of Nursing came about somewhat recently, and then all of a sudden a doctorate in nursing came about, and more things are happening in nursing than ever before.
Well, it is an exciting time. In actuality, the School of Nursing still is called the School of Nursing. Some people will know that we've had some reorganization. And within that reorganization, the School of Nursing now sits within a School of Nursing and Health Professions. So that whole collective piece includes nursing, applied health sciences, and also AHEC, which is the Area Health Education Center, which is a grant-funded office. So we've grown a little bit, and we'll be able to collaborate, and I hope do some interdisciplinary-type things. So School of Nursing was named School of Nursing when we started the Doctor of Nursing practice. We have graduated our first class. We graduated 5 people back in May, and we just this fall admitted our first nurse anesthesia Doctor of Nursing practice class. So we admitted 33 new Doctor of Nursing practice students this fall.
That's pretty outstanding for this institution, I should think.
Well, we think it is, so we so we appreciate that. Yes, Kate, thank you.
What is this white coat thing that I read about? I'm sorry that I'm not more articulate about it than that, but it's a practice I'm unfamiliar with.
Well, to be honest with you, I think most of us in nursing are also unfamiliar. Apparently, white coat ceremonies started in the medical school community, so it has been traditionally taken place in medical schools. The Gold Foundation has now partnered with the American Association of Colleges of Nursing to bring it to professional nursing programs, in other words, baccalaureate nursing programs. And it is only 100 schools across the country were chosen. We are one of three in Kentucky. I believe it was Berea and University of Louisville. And what it really is supposed to signify is the new student, the student who's just been admitted this fall into the baccalaureate program, it is an opportunity for them to really make a commitment to giving compassionate care. So it's not about the prestige of a white coat or anything like that. It really is an opportunity for them to say, yes, this is what I'm going to do, and yes, compassion is my major focus. So we've never done it before. I'm hoping it may become a new tradition for us at Murray State. We will be having a guest speaker who happens to be a BSN-prepared nurse out of Austin Peay, but we'll forgive her for that. But I actually had her as a BSN student many, many years ago. Sorry, Renee. But anyways, Dr. Reverend Renee Meyer, and she is now the new minister at First Presbyterian Church and is working on her PhD in theology. So I obviously have ties with her, but she has a long nursing history career and has also worked hospice as a pastor. So I think she definitely knows what she's talking about when she talks about compassion.
Yeah. Now, one of the latest developments out of your program is a further articulation with Madisonville Community College. Would you address that?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I think, let me start first by talking about a national agenda and a national trend. One of the most recent Institute of Medicine reports came out and said that 80% of the registered nurse workforce should be prepared at the baccalaureate level by 2020. So if you hear somebody saying 80% by 20, that's what we're talking about. And so there's been a group in Kentucky, it's called the Kentucky Nurse Capacity Consortium, who has been talking and working about different issues in nursing education and practice. Part of that discussion has been, how can we help registered nurses or even licensed practical nurses go through educational tracks most easily? And so what we have done with Madisonville Community College, and actually the College of Continuing Education and Outreach, they're the ones who really came up with the idea, we decided to partner with them and allow their students, associate degree nursing students, also to get a provisional admission into our baccalaureate RN to BSN program so that when they are admitted and finish up, they really could get their associate degree in nursing, continue on with their RN to BSN, and actually have that completed within 4 years of being admitted into their nursing program. So they have to meet certain standards. They have to meet our admission standards as well. But it's a commitment that they will go on and get their baccalaureate degree. So Madisonville is the first program we're doing it with. We're excited about it. We hope maybe in the future we could partner with other community colleges. But we've called it the blended baccalaureate degree.
So a student becomes both a Madisonville Community College student and a Murray State student somewhat simultaneously.
Somewhat simultaneously, but they don't necessarily. It's a provisional admission. It's not that they're necessarily taking Murray State courses. And I believe their admission fee is waived. So that is a little bit of a cost savings to them. But it's also an opportunity for them to get advised by our RN to BSN coordinator, who actually does have an office in Madisonville, Dr. Linda Thomas.
Well, Dr. Hobbs, this is a full plate for the School of Nursing, and let me read your, does it say on your name tag? School of Nursing and Health Professions.
Correct.
Got it down. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kate.
You're with Murray.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good, usually, because of listeners like you.